My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Paul Brown. He represents the Peach State's 10th Congressional District, and he's also a candidate now for the soon-to-be-open Senate seat in the state of Georgia. Now that Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss has announced he's not running for re-election in 2014, Congressman Brown is the first prominent member of the GOP to announce he's officially in this race. So he joins us today to explain why he got in the race and what his campaign, and if elected, his term in office in the U.S. Senate would be all about. And, sir, it's good to have you with us again.
Greg, it's great being with you, and I'm excited about this Senate campaign because the grassroots activists all over Georgia want a leader who will go to the Senate to work to stop this out-of-control spending that both parties have been doing, and that's what my campaign is going to be all about because that's what I've been doing in Congress, trying to push the government back to constitutionally limited government as our founding fathers meant it. That's what I am all about.
And what will that look like practically if you're elected?
Well, what it will do is because the rules of the Senate are different from the House, I'll be able to be more effective in trying to stop this out-of-control spending that both parties have been doing. It's just irresponsible, the amount of spending that we have been carrying on in Washington. And in fact, the budget, that the Ryan budget just a few days ago, I voted against it because it doesn't even cut spending, it just slows the growth from a 5% growth to 3.4% growth. And this is just intolerable as far as I'm concerned. So what I'll be doing is proposing specific cuts. I've already in the House sponsored and supported more cuts than any other member of the Georgia delegation, maybe even more than any other member of Congress. I'm not sure about that, but as an example, I've supported over $155 billion worth of specific cuts just in our last 2 years. And I'll give you some examples of things that I proposed. We should shut down the Department of Education totally. We're spending almost $70 billion on the Department of Education. The average salary of the bureaucrats in that department is $103,000 a year. That's over twice what teachers in Georgia are making. In fact, I talked to a principal just the other day, and she said it's almost twice what she's making here in Georgia. We need to send that money back to the states and pay our teachers more. We need to get the shackles off the teachers that the No Child Left Behind and core curriculum and the federal government, Department of Education, is putting on them so that they can teach and we can have a good educational system.
We're talking with Georgia Congressman Paul Brown. And Congressman, your vote on the budget is not the only reason you're not the darling of the establishment, but it's probably one of the reasons. And as a result of that, there's a lot of speculation about other members of the Georgia delegation getting in this race, whether it's Congressman Price, Congressman Kingston, Congressman Gingrey, perhaps even somebody else. What's your sense on where you are in the party inside Georgia and how well your message will resonate statewide?
Well, it's resonating very well. The grassroots all over the state are extremely excited about my campaign. We're raising money. We don't have the kind of money that those guys have, and people can go on my website, paulbrown.com, is paulbroun.com, and can contribute. People can sign up for email updates, and if they're in Georgia, they can volunteer also. But the political reporter for the Atlanta Journal recently wrote that I don't need the kind of money that these other guys do for the simple reason that I've got a tremendous amount of grassroots support, grassroots activists that I've been working with for years. The people of Georgia want a leader in the Senate that has the record and the will to say no to this out-of-control, irresponsible, irrational spending that both parties have been doing, and that's exactly who I am and what I'm all about. So I have the record, I have the will. Nobody else can do so, and there's nobody who can get in this race that has the record or will to say no. In fact, they've all been part of the problem. So that's the reason I'm going to win this race.
This is all based on the fact that Senator Chambliss is retiring. He had come under fire from conservatives for his approach to taxation and size of government in a number of different ways. Were you thinking of challenging him had he decided to run again, or was this decision based on the fact that he decided to retire?
Well, I decided after he decided to retire, there was a lot of speculation that he might be challenged by a number of people. I was mentioned in that political swirl or the speculation that was going on in the press. But I did not make my decision until after Saxby decided to retire. I announced my candidacy about a month and a half ago. I'm not turning around. I'm not looking back. I don't even have a rearview mirror, Greg. We're going straight forward to victory in November of 14. The thing that is going to launch me into victory and into the Senate is the fact that for years I've been standing firm on the Constitution as our founding fathers meant it, which means limited government, low taxes. I think, frankly, we should be lowering taxes, not raising taxes on anybody. We shouldn't even leave them where they are today. They've gone up on everybody that's working. We've got to leave dollars in the pockets of hardworking American taxpayers and in those family businesses that are the economic engine that pulls along the train of prosperity in America, and so that they can expand their businesses and create more jobs. That's what I've been doing ever since I've been in Congress. Georgians know that I'm an original intent constitutionalist, and I've been in the trenches working very hard to stop the out-of-control spending that both parties have been doing, and that's why there's so much excitement all across Georgia and, frankly, all across this nation. I've gotten TeaParty.net has endorsed me. Gun Owners of America has endorsed me. The National Defense PAC has endorsed me. Why? Because I'm an original intent constitutionalist, and I've been involved in that fight for liberty and to get our country going again, to be fiscally responsible as a nation, and no other candidate has been doing that, and no other candidate that will get in this race has been doing that.
As you've seen, Congressman, the media have certainly jumped in on what they consider to be out of the mainstream, in their opinion at least, social views. We saw it in a number of Senate races in the past cycle. You got some attention for some comments you made on evolution shortly before the 2012 elections, comments that a lot of Bible-believing Christians would probably agree with wholeheartedly in most cases. But you know the national media is probably going to try to tar you as somehow out of the mainstream with those. So how do you plan to combat that?
Greg, I am a Bible-believing Christian. I also realize that people have other beliefs than I do, and that's fine. And in fact, I respect their beliefs. But the thing that we can all believe in is that we've just got to stop this out-of-control spending. And no matter what your religious beliefs are, we've got to deal with this tremendous debt that's unsustainable. We've got to start balancing our budget. In fact, I've got a strongest balanced budget amendment that's been introduced in Congress. We've got to balance our budget, start paying down our debt that's already crushing our economy. It is killing jobs today. We just cannot continue spending. So that's my message, and it will be my message, and it goes all across all belief structures because people across this nation know that we're spending money we don't have. We've got to live within our means, Greg, and that's the bottom line. That's the most important thing in this race. That's the most important thing for the future of this nation, and that's what we all can believe in.
Last question before we let you go, sir. Obviously, you would be your own man in the United States Senate, but a lot of conservative activists are excited about a growing nucleus of conservative, even perhaps they would consider themselves original intent constitutionalists, the likes of Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, perhaps. Do you get excited about the opportunity to expand that core in the Senate?
Absolutely. In fact, I've already been working with those guys. There are several of us. There's a handful of us in the House, and those guys that you just mentioned in the Senate, that we've been working together for months trying to get this country going in the right direction. And so I'm greatly anticipating my joining those folks that you just mentioned in the Senate. The more of us that get there, the greater effect we'll have on stopping the out-of-control spending, getting this country headed in the right direction, fighting for liberty, and that's what I'm all about. I'm a Marine, and I believe in this nation. I believe in freedom and liberty, and that's what I'm fighting for. And what is the greatest enemy that we have as a nation today? Even Mike Mullen, Admiral Mike Mullen, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that our nation's greatest security threat today is this out-of-control spending and the national debt. And I could not agree anymore with what he, I mean, I just agree with him completely on that. Our national debt and out-of-control spending is our nation's enemy, and we've got to stop it, and that's what I'm fighting for.
And those who wish to learn more about the campaign or to contribute, it's Paul Brown with Broun is the spelling of your last name, .com. Is that correct?
That is correct. My family either can't spell or can't pronounce. It's Brown with a U instead of a W. A lot of people want to make it an A-U-N or spell it a whole lot of different ways, but it's Broun, and the website is paulbrown.com. They can contribute, put it on a credit card. They can sign up for email newsletters, and I invite people to go on that website, paulbrown.com, paulbrown.com, and contribute, and let me know what they think, and encourage us with a big contribution.
Well, sir, we thank you for the time and getting a strong preview of your campaign. We'll be happy to check in with you as the campaign continues. Thanks for your time today.
Please do, Greg. Thank you so much. God bless you, and it's paulbrown.com. Contribute as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Dr. and now Congressman Paul Brown represents Georgia's 10th Congressional District, now a candidate also for the U.S. Senate in Georgia in 2014. And as you heard, his website, paulbrown.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.